Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, November 5th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm there recording from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. To start out, we do have an interesting diary by Manuel. He is talking about another new feature in Nmap that allows you to figure out if a particular DNS server was used in the past to look up a particular host name. The way this works is that a name server will cache any results that it looked up before. Now, typically, when you do send a query to a recursive DNS server, you do set the recursion desired flag. That flag tells the DNS server, go out there and find me the result for this particular query. However, if you don't set that flag, then the query will only be answered if the particular answer was already in this DNS server's cache. So with this, you can actually check what host names users looked up in this DNS server in the past and if they're still cached by this DNS server. Pretty neat trick. It's quite easy to pull off this query with Nmap. Nmap does have a specific mode now for this type of query. But even with DIC, you can just send the query with the plus no recurse option in order to turn off the recursion desired flag and just check the particular DNS server's cache. The implications of this are, of course, first of all, privacy issues where you can figure out who is looking up what domain names. There's not much you can do about this internally. However, from the outside, of course, should never allow arbitrary queries against your internal recursive name server. Manuel suggests the feature of different views, but what you really probably should do is set up two different name servers, one that's recursive, only accessible from the inside, one that is authoritative for domains that you are authoritative for, if you even need a DNS server for that, if your registrar isn't already running that DNS server for you, and then that server is accessible to anybody, but it will only answer very specific queries. Then we got an interesting new tool to break random number generators. Now, in this case in particular, the Marcin Twister random number generator used in PHP. PHP has a couple different methods to get random numbers. One, the mt_rand function uses this Marcin Twister algorithm, which is essentially known for being very fast. It's not known for being very secure and commonly shouldn't be used for sort of cryptographic security, but if you need a random number generator that quickly creates a number for an online gamer, so it is certainly adequate. Problem is that a lot of people are abusing the mt_rand functions for cryptographic functionalities, and what has now been released is a seed brute forcer for mt_rand. The way this tool works is if you do have a couple of sample numbers, the tool usually uses 10 different random numbers from a random number generator with an unknown seed. The tool will then brute force the seed value, and of course once you know the seed value, then you can predict the random number sequence by just running this command again on your own system. So the lesson really is here, if you do need random numbers for cryptography, for authentication, like session IDs, then make sure you use the correct random number generator. And then while we're talking about cryptography, looks like eBay in Germany had a couple of expired SSL certificates earlier and delivered some of its pages, like for example, checkout pages with expired certificates, which of course then prompted warning in browsers. Probably the best way to prevent this happening to your own site is to have some kind of a daily script that checks your HTTPS websites and sends you an alert if the certificate does approach its expiration date. Simple open source tools like Nagios, for example, will do this just fine. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.